Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. A country radio legend has passed away. Bob Kingsley died today after a battle with cancer. He was 80 years old. And Paul, you can appreciate this, I'm sure, from just listening to radio as a kid in Jersey or in college at New York. Bob Kingsley was a fabric of my childhood because on Sundays while washing cars in the driveway of the family farm, that was our day to do that, I would crank up American Country Countdown. That was on every Sunday, and Bob Kingsley hosted that for 30-plus years. He eventually went on to host his own show under his own brand, Bob Kingsley's Country Countdown, on what was 320 stations across the country. So during the Lene Kukua Country Music Game of the Week, it was natural that we reach out to the country legend, Bob Kingsley, to help us with Kukua Country Countdown. And despite being recognized as one of the true legends in the business, winning awards, celebrated as one of the top voices in the entire country for radio, Bob Kingsley took the time to indulge us in the Lene Kukua Country Music Countdown over the years.
The Country Top 40. Now, the Lene Kukua Country Top 10, counting down the top 8 country songs from Midday 180. From Music Circle, inside the 104.5, the Zone Studios, located next to a lot of construction, I'm Bob Kingsley. Welcome to the Kukua Country Top 10. Every week at this time, we honor the late Lene Kukua, fake girlfriend of former Heisman Trophy finalist Manti Te'o. Paul finished the year with a terrible record, and we are here to celebrate. We begin this week's Kukua Country Top 10 with a guy who is so popular, hipsters named a style of blue jeans in his honor. Entering the country top 10 this week is Skinny Chesney.
American Country Countdown.
Debuting this week in the Kukua Country Top 10, a country threesome, a song featuring the background vocals by two-thirds of the Midday 180, Jonathan Hutton and Chad Withrow. They joined forces with the genius of Rhett Bryan to form the Kings of Country Comedy, the Joke Ridge Boys.
Kukua.
I'm Bob Kingsley, and that's not the French Quarter after Hutton's bachelor party you're smelling. That's our next artist on this week's Kukua Country Top 10. Here's Barf Brooks.
Blame it on PK's roots. Don't own cowboy boots. Spends all of his time on the wheel.
Well, whether it's 16 cups, 8 pints, or 4 quarts, it takes a lot to add up to our next artist in the countdown. Here's Gallon Jackson. Where were you when PK stopped losing?
Where were you when PK stopped losing this old country game? Were you at Opry Mills with your wife and children, or skiing out on Percy Priest Lake?
We have come to the end of the road, the best of the best, the top of the chart, debuting his latest single at number one from the album The Technicolor Yawn, once again, the great Barf Brooks. With our number one song in the Kukua Country Top 10, it's The Loser.
You know PK is such a loser. At this game, he really blows.
Well, just like PK's bowling game, our next performer on the countdown is No Turkey. Up a notch, number 5 for the week. It must be 2 o'clock somewhere. Time to spark it up with Spark Thrills as we remember the embarrassing bowling performance of 2017.
Paul bowled a 70-something in the game 180 played in. Team goals were planned for days. Derek Mason even played. He thought bowling was easy. Oh, man, did he look cheesy. We wouldn't trade that night for nothing. Old Paul Bowl is 70-something.
Our next artist is no stranger to this week's countdown. He's a Lene Kukua regular and has always been an all-pro at learning how to hold his water. Once again, for you, here's Gallon Jackson with words we should all live by.
Don't block the box, Chief. Paul's trying to get home. And Paul is angry. He hates country songs.
Well, we've been counting down the biggest hits in the world of fake country music. I'm Bob Kingsley. Fake news now has been a big story this year, and not just in Washington. This came to roost for the Midday 180 and a possible new addition to the Titans roster. Hutton and Chad will never let him forget, and neither should we. Thankfully, Alabama gave us a gem to commemorate the day BK became dead to us.
180 at the tourney for the SEC. Ball Quest on the line talking Tennessee. Didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet Paul waved a thousand
Paul, we're
going
to let this one breathe.
Tried a password down the line. He wanted that mic right now from Hutton and Chad. Does the Titans sign Hightower? More details within the hour. That's what my dear friend Adam Schefter says. Yeah, the Titans sign Hightower. Big news here at the end of the hour. Holy crap, I just realized this tweet is fake.
Here it is, Adam Schefter. Hearing that linebacker Dante Hightower and the Titans have agreed to a very large six-year deal, according to sources.
You are fake news.
When we hit the break, it hit the fan. Fake Twitter news across the land. ESPN called to tell Paul he'd been fooled. Chief, you should have vetted that one out before you open your loud mouth. Don't they teach that at those Ivy League schools? Does the Titans sign Hightower? More details within the hour. That's what my dear friend Adam Schefter says. Yeah, the Titans sign Hightower. Big news here at the end of the hour. Holy crap, I just realized this tweet is fake. They were gonna sign Hightower.
I'm an idiot. Fake account. Got scammed by a fake account.
And there you have it. The fake songs from the Lene Kukua Country Game of the Week. We had more to get to, but we'll have to wait till next year now. A special thank you to everyone who made the 2017 season so memorable. The talented Rhett Bryan, program director Brad Willis, studio producer David Reed, Hutton and Withrow, plus all the listeners who competed week after week with fake songs that could truly be number one country hits. And, of course, thanks to the chief of fake country music, Paul Krahowski. I'm Bob Kingsley. Thank you for counting them down, the Kukua Country Top 10 on the Midday 180.